Hello and welcome to the Pony Sync meeting for July 30th, 2019. My name is Andrew Turley. Can everybody else introduce themselves, please?
I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Carl DeWitt.
Theo, say hi.
Hi, I'm Theo Butler.
There we go. All right.
Gordon, say hi because I think yours got stomped on. All right. Now everybody is obviously going to be able to recognize everybody's voice for the rest of this call if they're listening to it recorded and they don't necessarily know who we are. Guaranteed.
Indeed. So today we have a few new things. First of all, if you are on a computer, you can go to the Zulip channel and check out the sync. The sync channel, the sync
stream.
Thank you, and check out the sync 7:30:19. We have a few topics that we had talked about discussing today, and then also I've written up a little script that dumps the issues from GitHub for us, so that we can all kind of keep track of what we're going to talk about during the sync. Hopefully, this will be useful going forward. It's written in Pony. Got to exercise the HTTP library and find some bugs. So anyway, let's start, as Sean had suggested, with the non-issue related topics that we had talked about here. So the first one is making Carl's stable replacement an official Pony project. So Sean, yeah. Or Carl, or Sean probably.
I'll provide some color around it first, right? So which leads into the next one as well. So we kicked the NetSSL crypto glob and regex packages out of the Pony standard library, in part because that makes it easier to create a Pony compiler that can be installed, because each of those libraries has a dependency on an external C library. And the glob library itself has a dependency on the regex library. Now, the current little package manager that could, as I describe it, package manager that we have stable, is fairly minimal in terms of its features. So, for example, with glob having a transitive dependency on, if by using glob I have a transitive dependency on regex, and that's not something that stable currently handles, we could add transitive dependencies to stable, is one thing we could possibly do there. And there's also no means by which to indicate for a package that it needs some external library installed, any of these sorts of things, which is a problem that's always existed for anybody who'd be wanting to create Pony libraries, but we helped make this more of an issue for people who are on the core team and committers by doing this change. It was part of the reason that we did it. Carl has been working over the course of time on a dependency manager called it's Corral, right?
Corral,
which frankly has already some of the features. But sorry, I would say it's further along than stable. It's been getting more love, even though Carl hasn't been able to work on it full time, from my understanding. It's my belief that, rather than investing time in stable, given that Carl already has something that's further along, that we should make it a official Pony project, which Carl has indicated he would be interested in doing, and we could push it forward as the project, the dependency manager that we would be using, and we would be looking to, I think, realistically, based on what stable can do right now, be looking to deprecate stable fairly quickly and then add any features that we need that we've run into because of these library changes, et cetera, to Corral rather than adding them to Stable. There's additional stuff for feature ideas that Carl has for stuff which came up under the original package manage issue, et cetera, which Carl has been working towards that we never touched at all with Stable. So, I mean, but yeah, I think that the first basic one is everybody good with replacing Stable with Corral and as part of that, making it an official pony project so that it lives under the org where it can have lots of love as compared to just being in a Carl's personal repo, etc.
I think I'd be okay with it. Do you want to? Sorry, I missed a little bit of what you said. Did you already talk about kind of what the transition strategy for replacing, what it would mean for it to replace Stable?
I don't have a transition strategy right now, but
okay, that's fine. Sorry.
Given how simple Stable is, I don't think it would be particularly complicated. I would imagine it's something like this: is that Stable continues to exist in the 0.21 form that it currently is. We basically say that we're not going to fix any of the issues that are on the repo. We're not going to do any additional releases. People could continue using it if they want to for the time being, but we're not going to take any PRs, et cetera, or anything. We could start transitioning over like Glob, et cetera, and whatnot to using Corral. Main.actor, which should start seeing usage reasonably soon. There's a couple things that Chris was going to change for a PR, and then we're going to get that merged. I'm going to start picking up working on that. Could switch to using Corral instead of Stable, and from that, I think we can really figure out what the transition strategy is, and then. The transition would be is that for all of these libraries that we have that are official Pony ones, Ponylang ones, we say, you know, that in the directions, instead of telling people to use Stable in order to manage this stuff and here's what you do, we update all of that to use Corral. It has nightly builds and releases just like Stable has been having for now. And roughly that's what I imagine the transition would look like.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable to everyone?
It sounds good to me. There may be some bugs that we'll find in Corral that don't exist in Stable. So there might be a little bit of settling time it needs.
Right. But that's why
I was going to say it's a little bit more ambitious than Stable, so it's likely to have a few things that it doesn't quite work. But it does, you know, attempt to abstract the source control system. And also it does Ember analysis, so it can do constraints based, you know, and pull down versions based on that. So there are a few issues in the areas there that we could decide. And I think we also maybe want to talk about some of the design decisions, and I can refine those.
Yeah, definitely. I think between main.actor and the work that'll be needed there. And just the stuff with the libraries that we've picked out now, I think we can drive an awful lot of development that in terms of finding any bugs that might exist, Carl. All right.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So I guess like the first thing that I would see as doing for it is like for the libraries, which have the daily runs against them and everything, and any of the stuff related to nightly builds, is we switch from using Stable to Corral for that, and that's just a first step to make sure that it's, you know, that the stuff is working for that, and then we can just start to expand out. Like, I don't think we need the complete plan, but I could certainly write up a basic plan, and put it in Zulip, and then we could get feedback from that, particularly yours, Carl, that you might have. That anybody else has.
Sounds good.
And if everybody's good with it, if nobody has any stuff with that, then we can figure out what needs to happen to transfer the repo, Carl, right? I think as somebody who has commit access, that's not enough to transfer. And I might have to give you admin access for a period of time to be able to transfer from yours over to the Ponywang one. But we can figure that out privately on Zulip.
Okay.
Okay. So
this means I don't have to go through any of the work to rename stable.
I was going to say, I feel like we've dodged a bullet on some stable work that we had in the stable.
Indeed.
All right. Moving on from that.
Wait. One transition thing. Theo, I think realistically this means that anything that pony up work related to stable, I think we could basically drop that, and we could all work on getting nightlies for Corral set up, and we could just move forward with that.
Yeah, sure. I'll also switch from using pony stable to using Corral instead, since pony up pulls in crypto, SSL, HTTP, all that stuff.
Yeah, we can get all of those using Corral. Yep.
Woo.
Okay. So the next topic, versioning regex, net SSL, and glob.
And crypto. You missed
and crypto.
That.
I missed crypto. Thank you. We pulled those out of the main Pony C primarily because they had external dependencies. Sean, is that?
Yes.
Yeah. They relied on external libraries, and so that meant that the Pony compiler relied on those libraries, which meant that it was harder than it necessarily needed to be just to build the Pony compiler. So now that those are separate repos, there's a question of, well, how do we version them? And I kind of ran into this when I was building something. And I think that we just need to do this sooner rather than later.
As I said in the Zulip, I was planning on doing that this week. Basically, I was waiting until 0.30 was released, which happened on Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, when you brought this up yesterday, I was like, oh, right, I have this thing written down for a to-do to open issues for all of this. Mm-hmm. So I did. I opened issues for all four of them to version, changelog, et cetera stuff. There's some work to that, and I can do PRs for each of them. The question that I really have for this is, should we start at 0.1 or 1.0 as the first version for each of these?
So I had a different opinion, and Sean, you've probably thought through this a little better, so you can probably talk me out of it. I kind of thought that they should be versioned with the version of the Pony compiler, since I still kind of see them as core packages. But
if they were core packages, they should be in the standard library.
Well, there's, I think, some subtlety around that. Is there ever going...
Here would be my statement on that, okay? We've done many releases of the Pony compiler without ever having to touch anything related to glob. The idea of having to go through and version each one of these for each compiler release I just can't see wanting to do that. We have CI jobs that are set up that run for all of the libraries that we have daily and check to make sure that the library continues continues to work against master. And if it doesn't, we will be alerted by a message which is sent to the notifications channel in Zulip to let us know that it's no longer building against master, at which point we would know the thing thing is broken and needs to be versioned. And I think that versioning as needed for either changes because nice new things were added, or because there is some breakage against PonyC itself, which we have tests for, is the right approach, and that they basically exist just like any other standard library. I'm sorry, not standard library. Any other library that might have been created by anybody within the Pony community.
I agree that there's an appeal to having them versioned like any other library that might have been created by the community. That said, I feel like these are probably going to be more, some of the more widely used libraries, or at least, I don't know, NetSSL.
Okay. But why should, if glob doesn't change for a PonyC release, and this particularly, this goes to some of the SEMVAR, et cetera, type features that that Carl is talking about, right? Per thing. So Pony goes from 0.30 to 0.31, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So glob is going to go from 0.30 to 0.31, even though nothing about it changed. That strikes me as very wrong. What is the point of a version number at that point? Like, it conveys literally nothing to me at that point, except that it's compatible with 0.31, which I think is something that, from looking at how main.actor is going to have to work, is a problem that we have to solve, but is not a problem that we should be solving via a version number for a library which is tied to the Pony compiler number.
So maybe Stable can take care of some of this, and I guess Carl, I'd be, or Sean, or anybody, I'd be interested in hearing about this. But the situation that I'd want to avoid is one that I've run into when using other newer programming languages, where, for example, let's say I have a compiler that I can get a package for on my system, and it's a few versions back from whatever's on master, and now I want to use a library for something, and if there's not a good package manager for the language specifically, then I might, in some cases, be stuck trying different versions, which version actually works with the version of the compiler that I have installed.
So Corel should be able to handle that by having version constraints that you list as part of your dependencies.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, that should work. I've tested it sort of at the micro level, but not in a large program with transitives and stuff.
That's awesome to hear, Carl. And I was actually planning on making sure that we had functionality to that effect, Andy, in main.actor when it goes up, so that you'd be able to look at the page for a given library and see for its latest version which compiler versions it's compatible with, as well as potentially, and this can get a little complicated, but wanting to be able to see that, like, hey, for this particular compiler version, you need this version of library, for example. And it might not be completely inclusive. Like, if I introduce a library tomorrow that works for 0.30, I wouldn't imagine that we go back through and verify that it works with every other earlier version, but we would have that going forward from the time that a particular library was introduced. And I'd want that to be part of, like, the information that's available to a person when they go to main.actor and be driven by something. And this is important for main.actor as well, because in order to create the documentation for main.actor, we need to use the correct Pony compiler version on any one of the any version of the on the version of the library in order to be able to build it. So I think
If we have that taken care of, in my mind, that's kind of the biggest.
I don't think we have it taken care of, but it's definitely something that I've been thinking about for months. I started working on main.actor last, November or something, right? And this came up as something I was like, we're going to have to deal with this within the first 2 days that I was working on it.
Okay. Taken care of. It sounds like there's a plan. The plan sounds reasonable to me. That was kind of my biggest concern, was if we have these things that are kind of, since they're under the PonyLang org, they look like official packages, and people, I think they would be some of the more widely used ones. People need an easy way of, knowing which ones they need to grab given their compiler version. So it sounds like we have an answer for that. So I'm okay with that then.
I don't think it's going to be perfect, but we'll work through it. A definite part of it is that every one of those libraries is already being tested against master every day, so we'll know when they break. So we're not going to have a scenario of we release the compiler and then be like, oh, we didn't realize we broke this library over here that's under the Pony Light org.
Cool. All right. Sounds good. Anything else anybody wants to say about the topic of versioning those libraries?
Well, if we agree on that part, then should I version them as 0.1 or 1.0?
Are you ready to commit to a 1.0?
So here's what I would say is that each of those libraries has not really been touched in any fashion in quite a while, which is why 1.0 even comes up at all for me, right?
Those are pretty solid libraries. I mean, if you went with 1.0, I think that would be justifiable.
And sure, when people start using them, I imagine almost assuredly are going to result in changes, right? But Right now, when they were in the standard library, basically, if we wanted to make a breaking change to one of those things, our policy for that was that they needed to go through the RFC process, right? And if we say that they are 1.0, then it kind of introduces the same type of thing where we can say, hey, this is 1.0. We've said that this is stable in terms of the API for this. And we have to go through some type of process in order to break this API. And I think that's a reasonable guarantee to give people for this. So one of the things that I have on the NetSSL one is that, it supports two different API versions for SSL, the 1.1.x one and the 0.9.x. One, and 0.9.x is a unsupported deprecated version of OpenSSL. So I opened an issue to deprecate that eventually, right? I think the decision of when we deprecate that, which would change the version number for that, should go through some type of process like our RFC thing for something, for some type of conversation on that. And so, yeah, 1.0 kind of makes sense to me, but I'm okay with 0.1 as well.
I think 1.0 is certainly reasonable for, say, like regex. I think regex and crypto probably. I would definitely be in favor of calling that 1.0. HTTP, maybe not.
Well, yeah, HTTP is not... HTTP... is not part of the conversation for these four. That's a separate one entirely.
Yeah. That seems about right.
So Andy, 1.0 or 0.1?
1.0 sounds good to me.
Carl?
Yeah, I don't have an opinion. I think that sounds fine.
Gordon? Gordon has no opinion. Oh, wait, there he is. Okay. Scott, did you hear all that? Do you have an opinion?
It's either 1.0 or go to the razor blade counting model and go to like 3 or 4 or 5.
I didn't understand that, but apparently it was funny. So now I'm really sad that I didn't understand it. So, okay, 1.0 it is. I'll do all of those. I'll do all of those within the next couple of days.
How many blades does the glob library have, Scott? How many ways does it have to cut you?
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, never mind.
It was all about the smooth shave.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. So those were the two topics that we had talked about in
of RFCs. There is a new RFC for renaming maybe pointer.
Yes, there is.
Well, now how I know about that?
You opened it.
As you opened it. Yeah.
Yes.
It is yours.
And also Andy's tool.
Okay. Should we jump into the list here? Should we just go by the order that it's in here, or should we stick with starting with RFCs and Pony C and then other stuff after that? I'd say let's do what we've normally done. Start with the RFCs and then move on.
Yeah,
and then Pony C and then do anything else if we have time. Okay. So let's start with 152 in the RFCs. That's rename the maybe pointer. I've heard that somebody wants to talk about this.
I mean, that's pretty much it. The proposal is just to rename maybe pointer to struct pointer, as it may likely lead to less confusion based on some conversations. Yeah. That we've had on Zoom.
Yeah, we had agreed, oh good God, quite a while ago, I think it could have been 2 years ago, that it was really poorly named. We should rename it. And we opened an issue that was originally on the Pony C repo and then became one of the early issues on the RFC repo when we opened it. There was basically, someone please write an RFC that comes up with a name for this because we don't know a good name, and then we'll accept it. So I think the only question with this RFC would be, is the bike shedding around, is struct pointer a good name?
Yeah. It's entirely bike shedding.
I like it.
I like it.
I am not sure, but I'm not going to go against the grain.
Go! Joe, so you're here. Hi, Joe.
30 minutes late, but here, yes.
You missed all the good stuff.
Sorry.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, it's okay.
Only because it was good until I arrived.
So, no. So, what's your issue with struct pointer? I mean, do you have a better name?
So, is maybe pointer always supposed to be used with pony struct?
Yes, always.
Okay, that's helpful.
It's for CFFI to represent a pointer that could be nullable. People, the reason why this came up is people found maybe pointer and then were trying to use it for other purposes. I don't even remember what it was, but
yeah. Maybe like a loose reference. What's the word for that? Anyway, it's struct pointer's fine.
With something like FFI pointer or C pointer, be more clear or not? So,
I think we already have C pointer, or we already have pointer. So we need to, like, FFI pointer and pointer, I think there'd be too much semantic collision there because, like, they're both used for FFI.
There's
Pointer, which is the. I see your issue, Joe. I understand. Now let me think about it. Yeah. Pointer is for FFI stuff, for pointers, which have to be the pointer.
Right.
Maybe pointer is the pointer or nullable. Struct pointer is not great when I think about it in terms of that, because...
you could use regular pointer for a struct, as long as it's not nullable.
Yep. On the other hand, I think the only way I can think of to solve that problem is to rename pointer as well.
I mean, have we thought about nullable pointer?
Oh God, should we just make a matrix?
Well, actually, if you go down to the RFC down at alternatives,
okay.
I believe in the original issue, Matthias may have suggested.
He suggested nullable struct.
Okay, yeah. So he suggested nullable struct, and at the alternative sections, I put nullable struct pointer, which I felt was a bit too verbose.
I like nullable pointer. I think that's the best of everything that's been said so far.
Okay. And then we just make it very clear in the documentation that those must only be used for struct if it's not already there, which it probably should be.
I'm trying to think, like, when else would you use it? I guess, like, a nullable, like, if you were trying to think of, like, a pointer to, like, a byte buffer that was nullable?
I don't even remember the things that people would get tripped up by every now and then.
Well, I think people thought it was, like, somehow, like, a maybe, like, monad kind of thing, and they were trying to figure out how to use it, like, maybe in other languages, and it was like, no, this is not anything. It's only vaguely like that. And then you'd say vaguely, and then people would still try to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
This is not the pointer you were looking for.
I mean, I remember when I first started using Pony, and this was like the third question I had for John and Dippin. And so,
So can somebody refresh me? What bad thing happens if I use this on something that's not a struct, but is like a byte buffer that's nullable? Let's have like a void pointer that could be that or null.
I'm pretty sure the compiler yells at you.
Probably not void pointer. Probably like byte pointer.
There are scenarios where the compiler The one time I got confused and tried to use it, the compiler yelled at me and said, "No, you can't use a maybe pointer for that," or something. I think. I don't remember.
Okay.
So, nullable pointer, is that where we've landed?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. So I would. You want to update it to that, Theo, and then we can put it as you could stick a final comment period on it. It could go out in last week in Pony, and we let it sit for like a week or two. And if I really doubt there's going to be any feedback, but then if there's, then we can just go ahead and do it after that.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Okay.
Yay. World's easiest RFC, except actually it probably wasn't.
I was going to say, I feel like we've had faster. Okay, and so the other issue in RFCs is the issue that was opened for changing the name, issue number 48. So we've discussed all of that here. Yay. All right. So moving on to Pony C, we've got, oh, come on, Zulip. Need to work on this a little bit, I guess. 3263, which is make builds with muscle in glibc systems possible.
Yes. Yep, that one came from Dippin.
Yes.
Looks good to me, except I had one question I wanted to go over at Sync specifically, and other folks can comment on it in general. I think this is a good PR. It's pretty basic. The one question is, Muscle doesn't, for some platforms, you wouldn't be able to do, if you build with Muscle C, you wouldn't have exec info, so there's no backtrack facilities. So the question is whether there should be a error message that gets printed out. You can see that on line 62 of Pony Assert. For Pony Assert, it says backtrack functionality is not available. I'm not sure whether that's something that we actually want or not. It is. It's.
Why would we not want it? If this is, I from my reading of it, this is where we normally print a backtrace.
Yeah.
Instead of printing a backtrace, we're saying backtrace functionality not available.
Yep.
So that feels right to me, but I'm curious what you
think. It doesn't feel right or wrong to me. It felt like something of like, before I go ahead and merge this, I wanna ask, like, for everybody's input. So if everybody thinks that yes, it should print that bug backtrace functionality is not available, then that sounds good to me.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So the other thing I had here, and Joe, this is I directed this one at you really. I feel like this is something that should have a change log entry. It really depends on where you fall in the definition of a change which is end user facing. I feel like this is end user facing, but I might have an interesting definition of end user facing. So,
this makes, yeah. I think adding a changelog entry that's like the title of this issue, under like features added, I think that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
And
so I'll put a note here asking different data changelog entry, and then we can merge. Boom. Because we don't have the bot right now. All right.
Yeah, I was just lamenting that internally. Have you looked at the GitHub workflow thing recently? Maybe it's more stable now than the last time I tried it, but it definitely wasn't stable then.
No, I have not. I complained about some of it on Twitter, and the manager for the group reached out to me and was like, "Can we talk to you about the problems you're having?" And I just ended up sending them basically an email's worth of information about all of the things that frustrated me about it. And I have never heard back from them. So. Okay.
All right. Was that Devin?
I don't remember who the person was. I had never heard of the person before, but
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Pony C 3261 add ability to static build Pony C.
Mm-hmm.
Another dip in PR.
Yeah, I think the big issue here on this is if you go to more than anything else, in addition to needing a bit of code review, is the reason why I marked it as needs discussion during sync in particular was looking at the caveats here for this. This would allow us to build a static Pony C, which could be useful for us for doing like releases, et cetera, and whatnot. However, if you notice, when it wouldn't be able to be used for building the libponyc tests that use the JIT. And at this point in time, this would be a version of the compiler that can't use that wouldn't be usable with the JIT in general.
Those tests are really the only thing that are using the JIT, though, right?
I understand. Sorry, what did you say?
Oh, are those tests the only things that are really using the JIT right now? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and coverage for them in terms of what they do is provided by the regular compiler builds that we do during CI, so it doesn't open up a gap. I'm in favor of putting this in under the idea that that this could make it easier to distribute Pony C compilers, but that this issue would have to be addressed at some point before we'd be able to add any kind of jitting to the Pony compiler, which would be nice to have at some point. Could certainly result in some improvements, and that. Before we merge this, I would want to open have an issue opened related so that with the details of what needs to be addressed or dealt with for this in the future, even if there's not an obvious answer right now.
Yeah, having JIT on a static build, there's surely people more knowledgeable about it than me, but I've had trouble with it.
So I guess the consensus is that we feel good about this, merging it, even if there's a bit of a there. Yeah?
Yeah, merge it and let somebody sort it out.
There's a temporary fix me thing, though, before we merge, right? There's some code in there labeled temporary fix me.
I haven't even reviewed the code yet. Like, I thought the first thing before I even looked at that was, is that the temporary hack fix me thing is we could merge it for that, and then it would be a matter of creating a new CI image to do that, or we can create the CI image and update this before we merge it. Either way, but yeah.
And the issue with that is that I guess I'm failing to see what the issue.
What the temporary
hack? Like why is
it? Because what we normally do is, instead of running APK where possible for any of our ones, right? We build a specific image that has all of the stuff already installed, etc. That's all. It would be having an image that does this and already has it built, so that we don't have to do the update and spend the additional time for each of those each time.
Okay.
All right. I will put some. I will update with a conversation that we just had here.
Okay. Do you mind if we move on to the next one, Sean?
Go ahead.
Okay. 3234, which is build Pony C using CMake. So this is in the do not merge work in progress. Gordon, anything you want to say about it, or chugging along?
Gordon had to drop off. He hit his stand-up time period.
Got it. Okay. All right. Okay. Next one then, 3230, add the ability to change host name and service from a TCP connection notified before connecting. See here. So, Sean, you had asked him to rebase, and it looks like he rebased. Did a force push.
I'm getting over there, but yeah. And he was gonna, and I had asked for tests as well. So, TCP, TCP proxy notify, TCP. Proxy notifier, wait. So let's see, there's a style guide violations in the net.proxy that need to be addressed. I mean the basic thing to me looks good to add as an idea. He brought up if he should he thought it was something that should be PR'd in Zulip a while ago, and I said, yes, I thought so. There's also the proxy support stuff and TCP connection. The examples there have style guide, a couple style guide-y things as well. Right, Theo, the stuff on line 218 in TCP connection, the example there, that doesn't conform to the style guide, right? Because the indentation should only be two characters when the TCP connection create gets opened up there. Yes?
Sorry, I was muted. Which line?
TCP connection pony, line 218 to 221. It's the example code he has, but yeah. I believe that.
The indentation is too far, and also the closing parentheses off on its own.
Can you add a comment to those? And I'm gonna add a.
Yeah, sure. I think it's also done lower as well, so I'll add those comments.
And above it in proxy.pony as well.
Yeah. There's one in proxy.pony as well.
Okay.
Oh, this should only be in. Two spaces. And I'm going to go back and look at and understand the test again here for a minute. So how is this test passing? I don't understand. Complete action, send proxy request. No, this isn't actually doing anything. Okay. I don't think it's got connected. Connected. Okay. I'm gonna request review. Yeah, I want to see the test actually send some data through, right, to verify with the proxy stuff that it's that it works. Is that unreasonable to want here? Does that make sense? Or do the other tests kind of cover that?
I mean, I think if it could send some data through, that would...
Looking at this... that functionality is actually already covered elsewhere. But I don't see anything about the text that actually validates that the proxy stuff is working.
Right.
He might have left a comment to something to that effect. Did he? I gotta go check and see. What did he say? I could have sworn he left. Oh, that was in Zulip that he left the comment. Okay, hold on. Bugger, where was that? Was that in Contribute to Pony? Yes, okay. I'll text us on unit testing. I wanted to test that proxy via callback is called and not that any proxy implementation works as expected. Okay, I see what he's saying for the test. So, yeah, he's kind of right. No, I see what he's saying. I think the test makes... Yeah, really the only important part of the test is that sender proxy request happens. Because if it broke anything else, it would be... Yeah, no, I think this test is fine. I think he covers what's needed. I think it's good. Okay. This indented the same level as. All right. So we basically have some style guide stuff, I guess. Yes.
Yeah.
You're adding comments on that, Theo?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. All right, so I think we're good for just asking for the style guide updates, and I think the test thing is fine. I will leave a review to that effect. Test looks good to me. To think it. For it. And this was the right strategy. This is leaving some notes about style guide issues that need to be addressed. Alrighty. What's next?
Next up is, let's see here, let forked processes change directory before exec, 2981.
Oh, really? Something happened with that?
I'm just going by what my script has told me.
Okay, well, it's blocked right now. Apparently, this is blocked by something. So what happened here? Apparently, Richard pushed some stuff for changes, but it's still blocked. So I don't think there's anything to discuss.
Okay. All right. We're right at noon. Do we want to keep going with this or should we, end it and resume discussion on at the next meeting.
I think ending is good. I mean, we covered a decent amount of stuff, and I would say that and next time we start with you know, some of the various repos and everything we need to get through and work through them. Yeah, I think we can end.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you, everybody, for coming.